Have you wondered what's the place of the sense of humor in the Bible? I have. And I would argue that part of the answer is in the gospel of today. There is a bit of humor in the parable our Lord has told us. Because, you know, this rich man had nobody to talk with. He only was able to talk with himself. Let's take a second glance to the text. The Lord is telling about the big harvest the man had, and he asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest? Please keep track of the pronouns I, my, myself, me, with me." And the rich man said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns. I shall store all my grain and other goods. I shall say to myself, the only way this man was able to find a you was representing a dialogue with himself. It is so funny. Now, as for you, but that you is himself again. As for you, you have so many good things." And then he prepares his soul for his future: rest, eat, drink, be merry. All that positive advice was given by, you guess it, himself. This man was completely alone in his greed. His greed made him alone. And he was talking all the time with himself, because nobody else existed. For him, in his mind, in his thought, in his heart, nobody else existed. Most probably, the harvest was made possible not only through the work of this man. For sure, he had servants. For sure, he had a family. But they didn't exist. Before his eyes, in his internal thoughts and all sorts of considerations, nobody else existed. Only he. He with himself. That was all. And he was in a long dialogue, speaking to himself. And the best part comes when God interrupted this crazy man. "You fool! This night your life will be demanded of you. This is a new you." You remember that the man was saying to himself, "You have so many good things." He created you so that he could hear the promise, he could hear the prophecy he was liking to hear. But there is another you. There is someone that is hearing your internal thoughts. You are never completely alone, not even if you are planning your future for yourself. This night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? It is important to underline that the Lord appears, interrupts this man's world, not only to say, I do exist, I, the Lord, exist, I, God, exist. Take into account the question, the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? The things you have prepared, you were preparing something for someone. You are preparing. Do we grasp the sense of humor of this? This rich man that only thought of himself was truly preparing for others. Others he himself wouldn't know. To whom will they belong? In all truth, the Lord is drawing his attention not only to God, but also to his neighbors. Do you mind the people around you? Have you taken any care of the people around you? They will receive as heritage all you have prepared for them. Wouldn't it be wise to think of them? It is a deep teaching, and the conclusion is so wise, and it comes so timely for ours. Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. To be rich in what matters to God, which of course entails to be rich in what matters to the needy, to the people around us. May the Lord grant us the great gift of being wise in using earthly goods.